My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
To left field. Dubon is there. And the Astros win it. 6-3. Houston taking the first of this four-game series. Took a 4-run eighth inning. It wasn't the cleanest game, but it's one that goes in the win column, and the Astros will certainly take it.
It was not the cleanest game, as Kevin Eschenfelder said on the Space City Home Network, but they did, in fact, take the win. It was a roller coaster ride. Astros looked like they were going to win. Then they looked like they were going to lose. And then they won it again. And then Josh Hader was out there, and he's been pretty good. But I'm like, how's this going to go? But they pulled it off, Seth. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne on Payne and Pendergast this morning. And more good news. I don't know if you heard, Seth.
Yes.
But there's more good news. The Astros, they win, as you just heard. The first of four against the Kansas City Royals, extending their lead in the AL West. And this looks like a legitimate baseball team, Seth. That's where I want to start. Like, this looks like a playoff team. Joe Espada looks like a postseason manager, the way he's pushing the right buttons. And I do have to give him a lot of credit. We'll hear from him later on in the show. But, Seth, this was good. This was good news yesterday.
It was really cool. I'll tell you what. Espada using three pinch runners in that game. And DeZenzo with about as an exciting walk as you can get with the bases loaded. It was a 1-2 count, and he sat on three sliders to advance the runners. It was really, really cool. And it was in a night, too, where – you know, Pena mishandles a ball.
Yeah.
You had Whitcomb not with an error, but a play that Bregman probably would have made after Bregman gets ejected early in the game on a strange ejection.
And then that's back to back games, by the way, where you could say Whitcomb with a not making a play that Bregman would have made.
Right. Yeah. So it was. You got to hand it to Espada for coming in under such ridiculously hard circumstances at the beginning of the year, and with us as a fan base not quite knowing whether to blame him or not, and that we all chose different routes and whether we would or not. But like, regardless, I think he's done a masterful job with the blessed and long forgotten small ball, man. He just, with guys that, a lot of guys that shouldn't be up in the majors yet and that are, and he's getting the most out of them, or at least as much as you could hope to expect. And that was a fun one last night versus, as you reminded everybody yesterday, if you're not paying a bunch of attention to the league, the Royals are a good team. they've got, and then Witt, oh boy, Pena. Okay. So I mentioned Pena's bobble at shortstop, of which he's just got way more this season than you ever would have expected. But Pena on that hit was, he's just so fast down the line. You know, like, he just,
One of their few guys with speed. Like, this is not a speed demon type of team. He's one of the few guys that threatened in that way.
Other than like the young guys that you can't necessarily trust as hitters, but at least, boy, you can get out there. And you know, Dezenzo's hardly ever been used as a pinch hitter in his career in the amateurs or minors because he's such a good hitter. So you got a lot of guys in different roles. That was a fun, sometimes sloppy, depending on what point in the game you were. It was a frustrating yet fun one. My favorite part was Yiner taking out a full 2/9 of the guy on the field with one hit. Hits the pitcher with a line drive.
Yep.
Then the pitcher throws to first base, and Yiner, with no dirtiness or intent whatsoever, but does hit the first baseman's hand on his way to first. It was cool. Yeah, it was really, really cool. I think you were listening on the radio at that point, weren't you?
Yeah, no, they took out, or Yiner took out two players in one play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, that's...
It was two birds with one stone. It was everything you could hope for when trying to injure the opponent. Not trying to, but, you know, by happenstance, injuring the opponent.
Yeah, about as close to literal for that euphemism as you possibly could. Two birds, one stone. Like, as close as you could get to literally killing two birds with one stone, knocking out two guys in one play. And, yeah, Seth, you're right. I missed a lot of this game because I was at the Texans premiere, or the Texans season premiere, last night at NRG Stadium. And so when I got in my car, and I didn't even turn on the radio. I turned on the TV broadcast and just, like, propped the phone up in the car on the ride home so I could see the end of this game. And by the time I got in my car, it was 2-0 Astros. It's in the seventh with Brian Abreu on the mound. I'm like, hey, I figured I didn't miss much, and there's not much to see here. You know, like, 2-0 Astros, they're handling business. They're going to handle business. And, boy, was I wrong, man. That's basically like when the game starts, you know. You get that bases-clearing three-run double from the Royals that's, like, giving them the lead and making you think, oh, my God, the Astros are going to – they're going to squander this one. And it's like, okay, well, no sweat, 4 runs in the eighth. Some of the impressive at-bat that you mentioned from Dezenzo to walk in, the go-ahead run, like, there were just so – and, of course, that Yiner moment that's very peculiar where you take out – two players with one play. There were a lot of moments in this game, even at the end of it, Seth. I missed most of this game, and I feel like caught the crux of it, right?
You saw the important stuff. It was a highlight reel, the highlight / lowlight. There were some lowlights in there if you don't win this game. But for a game that was kind of deadlocked for a long time, it just bust wide open at the end.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, I was really, really, like, basically all I missed, I was really impressed with this. All I missed was Hunter Brown being pretty solid again. Like, yep. I can only go by his line because obviously I wasn't watching while he was pitching. But based off of his line and the way things looked by the time I got in on the game, it's 2-0 Astros and Hunter Brown was just pulled. Pretty good, you know, and that's on the heels of a night where Spencer Arrighetti flirts with a no-hitter going into the eighth inning. Those are your two young guys, back-to-back nights, you know, showing you something. Like, you got to feel good about that. And then, of course, you get that 2-0 lead because of your new addition. Your new / old addition, right?
Yeah.
Jason, 35-year-old Jason Hayward, who we all know has not been necessarily pristine for a long time. He's just been kind of a role player for some years now. It's been a long time since Jason Hayward was like a star, but he comes in and stars in his role immediately. The left-handed bat gets you that two-run double to get you the lead. And yeah, man, it was pretty sweet. Pretty sweet night overall.
It was, you know what? And Hayward immediately, I think it was in the first inning, he made a gutsy effort at a fly ball to right center field where you're watching. And, like, the cameraman, didn't even expect Jason Hayward to show up in the frame because you're watching and Myers is kind of, you know, moving towards the ball and all of a sudden he stops. And you're like, what the hell's going on? And Hayward comes out of nowhere like a missile from the side of the screen with a full speed running a 4.340 trying to catch the ball. And it actually hit his glove. He just didn't come up with it. It hit the palm of his hand and his glove. But, you know, they remind you that Kevin Eschenfeld reminded you that he was a five-time Gold Glover, and you're like, oh, okay, you got something here. All right, good. Yeah, I like lefties who are five-time Golden Glovers. And then at the end of the game, they bring in Dubon to swap out because he got a lefty pitcher, and then Dubon comes up big in the clutch. And that's a couple nights in a row now that Dubon has come up big in big moments. He made the play in center field to preserve the Arrighetti home runner, no hitter, and then last night comes up with a big hit.
Well, that's his role, Seth. That's what he is. That's what he's supposed to be. That it's the reason why I've always pushed back, or at least been reluctant, whenever it's been suggested for Dubon to be the everyday anything. Like, make Mauricio Dubon your everyday center fielder. Make him your everyday first baseman. Sure, I was frustrated as anybody when they weren't getting the performances you'd like to get from those particular positions, and I understand the value of Dubon and why you might want to insert him in there. But I'm like, man, the magic of him is that you can just throw him anywhere and you can put him out there in clutch situations, or in pinch hit situations as well, to come up big for you. I mean, he's a contact hitter, and so he's going to come up big for you more often than not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This was Joe Espada after the game on, and you heard us giving Joe Espada some credit for the strings he pulled last night. This was Joe Espada on the bench moves that he made.
And having pieces that you can go to and you trust, allow me to make those moves and guys being prepared and embracing the their roles, right? I'm be ready because I'm going to use you, and I'm not afraid to use anyone. You know, DeCenso playing third base there. He hasn't played an inning in the big leagues third base, and he makes a diving play. You know, Caratini stretches and all that kind of stuff is good stuff, man. I'm so proud of these guys, you know, because they never quit.
Got it. Hey, look, one thing about Joe Espada, and I'll apologize for this if I ever participated, the whole idea that he's substitute teacher or he's just coming in to, you know, take over the reins of an already made roster and that he doesn't have to really put his imprint on the team and that he – like, that has just not rang true. This dude manages in his own style, in his own way. He's not a substitute teacher. And you got to give him a little credit, man.
I think, no, honestly, I could draw some similarities to the way when Caserio was brought in as the GM to a team, obviously, that wasn't nearly as good as the Astros were at their respective sport. But that it was a bigger mess than you even realize. Espada comes into an odd situation where it's been a really, really good situation, but way messier than you might think, given the success of the Astros with some of the dead weights around your ankle in terms of dead contracts and Abreu and everything else. You can put Dana Brown into the same category. There were challenges. There have been some challenges, and he just gets – I guess he's probably getting pretty good at it by now. Usually when you're on a team where you're calling up guys – that aren't quite ready for the majors, it's on a bad team, or it's guys that aren't even, you know, they're coming up because they're not your chosen ones. You're holding those guys down in the minors so that you can mess with their service time. It's just been so imperfect in so many ways. And I've heard so many Astros fans say that emotionally, this is one of their favorite teams from the past 9 years or 10 years of this run they've been on, because there's just so many underdog stories here.
Yeah, the thing that I appreciate the most about what Espada is doing is how he's been given limited options as far as depth in his bench, yet he's been unafraid to use it. You know, like he's been unafraid to go to it, even though there are some suboptimal, less than ideal scenarios and options to go to. He has still tried to push the right buttons within the buttons that have been at his disposal.
Right.
And I can definitely respect that.
I mean, you come in. You use three pinch hitters in that game at the end. And it's and the small ball, it's just becoming increasingly frequent and increasingly competent, I think. You know, obviously you got to credit the players with that too. It's a breath of fresh air in a lot of ways for a team that, look, this team forever, like it'd been various seasons, it was just the dominance of their lineup that almost, it made it dumb to use small ball at times, just because the chances of somebody at any given spot in the lineup could just hit a home run. And that's, yeah, statistically, analytically, everything else, like that was the smart, even though it hurts and it doesn't feel like it and it doesn't feel right, that was just the right thing to do. You're not in that situation anymore. And Espada just, he's getting a lot of practice for crunch playoff baseball potentially.
That's Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Let's find out what NFL agents are saying about your Houston Texans. We'll see if we agree. That's next on Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.